But this is a night of prayer. Now, in these nights, you know, we come to pray, and especially together corporately as a church. We're not necessarily here to pray for our own thing, pray about, you know, our own needs. Thank God. How many of you know God meets our needs? Absolutely. And we have the right to go to God in prayer. Jesus said in John 16, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it. Right? Whatever you ask the Father. So we have a right to go to him, and we know about that. Tonight, we're going to pray corporately. And this morning, you know, and I'd already been thinking along these lines recently as we've been praying and having, you know, every morning at 7:30 over in the in room 1278, there's prayer. And several, I don't know, 30, 40 folks come to that every morning. It's open to anybody that wants to come pray together. But praying and praying with our student body about these last days. And as I was thinking about this morning, because I already kind of had a heads up that I might be, I was on standby for tonight, about those prayer times that, and Craig mentioned it this morning, Pastor Craig mentioned it this morning, back in the 80s. Now, I was here as a student from 82 to 84, and Brother Hagin would have, and Pastor, there were some services. I think there was Sunday night service and Wednesday night, but then every once in a while, we'd switch and we'd have special prayer nights. And sometimes Tuesday, Thursday night, you know, just some extra times of prayer. And one of the things that, and at that time, does the globe work? Can we drop that down here? Well, at that time, we had these foam cutouts. It was like, of the, I don't know what else to call, other call them, on the walls of the different continents and different, you know, places. And we'd always pray. And Brother Hagin at the end would say, now choose one of them and pray for it to God. But one of the things we prayed that God would pour out his spirit. Send the rain of his spirit to all, not just us. We can't just pray for us. That's selfish. We want God to pour out the rain of his spirit and all this. And it is key to the last day's revival. And so I was just already thinking about going along that line. So we're going to pray tonight along those lines as Brother Hagin led us and taught us. And it might be just a little bit different as I lead prayer a little bit. Sometimes we'll do things a little bit different. Tonight, And I want us, we're going to pray in English and we're going to pray in the Spirit, all right? Does that make sense to you? English, most of us are known language. How about if this, we pray in American? You know, most of us know American, not a whole lot of us know English, but then it depends on where you're from in the United States, right? You pray according to that. But we're going to pray and I'm going to have you repeat after me. Then we're going to pray after, go after it in the Spirit also. How many of you know we don't always have to pray as we ought? Amen. Hallelujah. And I know some of you are sitting out there, you're thinking, he opened up that bottle of water. How long before he takes a drink? I know you're thinking about it because I just thought, how long am I going to sit here and hold this without taking a drink? So is anybody thirsty tonight? Let me see your hand. All right, this is for you. All right, you feel better? I do. Glory to God. So I want to read a few scriptures that we're going to pray. I want us to look at Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. I'll tell you it might have been last week, I guess. Was it last week, students, second year students and above? We just had we prayed. And the Lord, I mean, the power of God. Hallelujah. All right, here, Hosea 6, verses 1 through 3. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he is torn and he will heal us. He's smitten, he's bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. And in the third day he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Now, a lot of Bible scholars believe he's talking about this third day, this church age, and after 2 days, and anyway. But let's look here in verse 3, though. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Now, in Israel, God told them he's going to give them the early rains, the former rain, that's to prepare the ground to receive the seed. And then the latter rain would come to finish out the crop so the harvest could come in. But here he's talking about he's going to bring that to the earth. Now here rain and water a lot of times represents the Holy Spirit. Look in Joel now, chapter 2. Don't have to turn very far. Joel's just the next book after Hosea. We'll start in verse 23. And I guess we're going to read down for verse 32. That's the end of the chapter. I'm going to read all this. Be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down, now notice this, for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first. He's talking about it coming together. Coming together. Amen. Keep reading. The floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and the COVID virus and my great army which I sent unto you. I added that, but same thing. And you shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon your servants and handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, and blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Well, we know that's talking about our day, right? That happened on the day of Pentecost. That was the beginning of the latter days, the last days. Look at Zechariah. Now, that's the next to last book in the Old Testament, chapter 10. This is where Brother Hagin would bring us to as we came in this time of prayer. He said, what about those things? What about that former rain? What about that latter rain? We know it's God's will, but you know that God tells us his will, and then we have to pray it out. We have to pray it out. Daniel had read in Jeremiah's prophecy that after 70 years, they'd be loosed from bondage, and he set out to pray and ask God about it. He started praying about it. Amen. That it would come to pass. Well, we know that Jesus is coming back, right? But before he comes back, this gospel has to be preached all over the world. Now here's Zechariah 10, verse 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. Well, we're in that time. Then what did he say to ask for? Rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Ask of the Lord, pour out your spirit on all flesh. Pour it out, Lord, in this time of the latter rain, and make bright clouds. What's that? Well, that's lightnings. That's supernatural things. You know, lightning is, as much as you even understand it, well, you know, that's electron or this and that. I don't care if you understand everything there is about lightning. When you see it, it's supernatural, right? It's exciting. It's a sign. It's a wonder. God in these last days is not going to, listen, we have no right to take a powerless gospel to a lost and dying world. We haven't fully preached the gospel without signs and wonders. Amen. Now go to James chapter 5 and then we'll get into this, into prayer here. You know, when Peter and John were let go from being interrogated, they went back to their own company there in Acts chapter 4. And what did they pray? Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto your servants that with all boldness we may speak forth your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders be done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they prayed together in one accord, the place where they were praying was shaken. Amen. I don't care if this building's hard to shake, but if we get in one accord tonight, we can shake this place. Not just shake us, shake this whole community, shake this whole county, this whole state, this whole nation, this whole world. Hallelujah. James 5, verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. Now here, this is God. Why hasn't the end come? Because he's waiting. He's waiting for what? The precious fruit. Have long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain, because that produces the harvest. What's God waiting for? What we're going to pray about tonight. We're going to ask him for it. This early and latter rain. Now, if you go on down here, what does it say about Elijah? He was like us, right? And he prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. But he prayed and then it rained. And then it rained. And then it rained. Hallelujah. And he told his servant, he said, go out there and look and see for the rain. He said, I don't see anything. He goes, oh, he said, I see it. Elijah said, there's an abundance of rain. An abundance of rain. An abundance of rain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he was just like us. And we know this, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, making tremendous dynamic power available. The heartfelt, continual prayer of a righteous man. Well, we got a room full of righteous people tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Amen. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to do this. You can, as we begin to pray, I'm having you all stand up. We're going to pray together. I want you to repeat after me just a little bit. And so we're kind of going that one accord. But then how many know Paul said, I'll pray in the understanding and I'll pray in the spirit. Now we know somewhat to pray. We know to ask for the rain, right? But how God's way, the way he wants to do that, we don't know, but the Spirit of God on the inside of us does. Amen. So let's all stand together. And if you will, just pray, just repeat after me as we pray here, and then we'll go and we'll pray. And you can move around if you want after we begin to pray in the Spirit. If you want to come down the altar, if you want to make it an altar at the steps, you want to move around, you want to there sit down, do whatever makes you comfortable in prayer. All right, let's go together. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We come on behalf of your word. You said in your word to ask you for the rain, the early and the latter rain, in the time of the latter rain. So Lord, we're asking you for your rain. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit on the whole earth. Pour out your spirit here in America. Pour out your spirit in all of North America. Pour out your spirit on Central America. Pour out your spirit on South America. Pour out your spirit in Africa. Pour out your spirit in the Middle East and Northern Africa. Pour out your spirit all over Europe, Lord. Pour out your spirit in Russia. Pour out your spirit in India. Pour out your spirit in China. Pour out your spirit in what we call the Far East. Pour out your spirit in Australia. Pour out your spirit in all the islands of the seas. Pour out your spirit on the mighty nation of Japan. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. And Lord, grant to your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word, that you would stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders would be done in the name of your holy child Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. And now, Lord, we prayed with our understanding the best we know how. But we're going to pray in the Spirit. You said the Holy Spirit would help us when we know not how to pray as we ought, with utterance that we know not. And so now, Lord, we've prayed with our understanding concerning the rain, concerning the harvest, concerning miracles in this last days. And so, Lord, we now pray in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord. Oh, we cry out from our innermost being, Lord. We cry out to you, oh God. Now send the rain, Lord. Send the rain, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. In these days, the time of the latter rain, let it come together. Let the harvester overtake the plowman. Hallelujah. Let there be a continual harvest, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain,
let it rain, oh God.
Let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, oh, let it
rain on each individual in this place right now. Hallelujah. Just keep singing that as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the floodgates. Open the floodgates and pour out upon each life, Lord God. Let it rain. Let it rain there at Anchor Faith Church. Let it rain whoever else is watching on any of the media, wherever they are right now. They're watching with us right now. Father God, let the rain, let the rain, let the rain, let the rain of your Spirit fall in a new and greater dimension. The early and the latter rain coming together. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates, Lord. Open the floodgates, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven. Ah, not a natural rain, a supernatural rain of the Spirit. Ah, signs, wonders, miracles, extraordinary healings, extraordinary conversions, extraordinary visions, extraordinary outpourings. Oh, make this our final prayer. Let it rain.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. We see the of heaven.
It's raining, hallelujah.
We see the rain. We see the rain.
The rain.
Jesus, you've opened the floodgates of heaven. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining. We see the rain. We see the rain. We see the rain. Everywhere, oh God, you've opened
it's raining.
Gates of heaven.
It's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
It's raining. There's puddles of rain all over. Puddles of rain. Hallelujah. It's raining. It's raining. Hallelujah. It's raining. Spiritual rain. Spiritual rain. Pouring out of His Spirit. Pouring out of His Spirit. Pouring out of His Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 You know, during the time of drought, if it started raining, I'll guarantee you every farmer in the world, if there was a drought gone and it started raining, they wouldn't sit in the house and go, oh, look, it's raining. They'd go outside, they'd run around in the rain, they'd get happy, glory to God, they'd jump up and down, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining, glory to God, it's raining, hallelujah, it's raining, hallelujah, it's raining, glory to God, hallelujah,
it's raining,
hallelujah.
It's raining.
Glory
it's raining.
God.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining. It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining.
Hallelujah.
It's raining. It's raining. It's raining.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's raining.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, if you came to service tonight, our prayer team, come on down here. If you came to service tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is probably a little bit unusual for you. That's all right. If you're watching us right now and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is your time. Today is the day of salvation. Today, the rain's being poured out on your behalf that you might know Jesus. That's the whole purpose of the rain. So God can gather the precious fruit, and that's you. If you don't know Jesus, you're that fruit that God is patiently waiting for. He doesn't want to bring everything to the end until you become part of his family. He's been very patient. But tonight's your night. So if you don't know Jesus tonight, if you're here in this place, just raise your hand, because I want to know to pray with you. I'm praying with you. Anybody here tonight doesn't know Jesus? So tonight is your night. There might be somebody watching. Maybe you don't have anybody here, but there might be somebody watching. I just want to lead you in a prayer. I want you to just right now where you are, just pray this prayer. And congregation, would you pray it with me? Oh God in heaven, I come to you because I need a Savior. I believe Jesus is that Savior. I believe that he died for my sins. I believe you raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. And so right now, I confess him and I declare him to be my Lord and my Savior. And I will live for you all of my days. Thank you, God. You're now my Father. I'm your child. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight, I want you to contact us somehow on there on the chat, or you can get us at ramabiblechurch.org/partner-service. Let us know that you prayed that prayer. We want to be a part of your spiritual life and your growth in Christ. Amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight and you didn't want to raise your hand, come on down and men, come to the men, ladies, to the ladies. If you need prayer for any other thing, come to them.